Greetings in Christ. I am Pastor Derek Waffle. The New Testament reading for today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23 through chapter 2, verse 17. But I call God to witness against me. It was to spare you that I refrained from coming again to Corinth. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy, for you stand firm in your faith. For I made up my mind not to make another painful visit to you, for if I cause you pain, who is there to make me glad but the one whom I have pained? And I wrote as I did, so that when I came I might not suffer pain from those who should have made me rejoice. For I felt sure of all of you, that my joy would be the joy of you all. For I wrote to you out of much affliction and anguish of heart, and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you. Now, if anyone has caused pain, he has caused it not to me, but in some measure, not to put it too severely, to all of you. For such a one, this punishment by the majority is enough. So you should rather turn to forgive and comfort him, or he may be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. So I beg you to reaffirm your love for him. For this is why I wrote, that I might test you and know whether you are obedient in everything. Anyone whom you forgive, I also forgive. Indeed, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, has been for your sake in the presence of Christ, so that we would not be outwitted by Satan. For we are not ignorant of his designs. When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, even though a door was opened for me in the Lord, my spirit was not at rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, a fragrance from death to death. To the other, a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for these things? For we are not, like so many, peddlers of God's word, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. We have five primary senses as human beings: touch, taste, sight, hearing, and smell. And of those five, perhaps the most powerful in our memories can be smell. A specific scent can conjure up a memory or an association in quite unexpected ways, both good and bad. Think of the smell of your favorite meal being prepared. One of those smells for me is the aroma of fresh home-baked bread just coming out of the oven, the kind that my mother would bake. But the same can be true of unpleasant scents also. Think of the aroma of a skunk. If you have ever smelled a skunk up close and personal, it is a scent that sticks with you. Well, Paul speaks to us in this passage from 2 Corinthians about the aroma of Christ. He speaks of the triumphal procession, the victory parade that Christ leads us in, the victory over sin and death and the devil that he gives. And with that, Paul gives us this image of a sweet fragrance, like clouds of incense. Now in Ephesians, Paul says that Christ himself was a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God as he gave himself up for us out of love. And that same sweetness of divine mercy and love is now spread out into the world through us. Jesus calls us salt and light in the world, and this is much the same. To those who receive the good news in faith, it is a fragrance from life to life, a reminder of the joy of our triumph in him. And for those who reject Christ, it is a fragrance from death to death, a reminder of this quickly perishing and deeply fallen world. But either way, we go out, as we go out in faith, we go out and through the world, we carry this aroma of Christ. It clings to us. Do you smell like Jesus? Well, in faith, you do. You are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. You are clothed in Jesus' own righteousness. You bear his righteousness as your own by faith. You bear his life as your own life. You carry his scent, his aroma into the world. So, as we are sent out to live lives of faithfulness and love, may the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ indeed be spread everywhere through us. Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, chose Bartholomew to be an apostle to preach the blessed gospel. Grant that your church may love what he believed and preach what he taught. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.